Shannon and the Clams' latest album, The Moon is in the Wrong Place, is scheduled for a May 10th release, courtesy of Dan Arbach's Easy Eye Sound label. In anticipation, that was Big Wheel to get you excited about this upcoming release today on the Mainstream. And a great way to kick off this hour, might I add. I'm Brett Mabee, coming to you from the Seneca Nation's Allegheny Territory. And as I get going in the Mainstream studio right now, it's good to have you here. Now, as always, I hope you can stick around for the entirety of our time, but I know how life gets, and sometimes we're just in for a second, and if that's the case today, don't forget that you can always stream things from mainstreamradio.net. As we usually do here on the show, we'll be taking two trips back in music history for May 9th this hour, and we're going to rewind to 2013 with David Bowie in the last half. And in the first 30 minutes, we're going to say happy birthday to David Gahan of Depeche Mode, born May 9th, 1962. We'll also be hearing from the likes of Cree artist Jason Bernstick, Shawnee Kish, one from Shalimar, and a whole lot more. In this block, we'll also be hearing from Rita Ora, but first, it is time to introduce another new tune into the rotation. And it comes by way of Justice and Tame Impala, and of course, Kevin Parker is collaborating with Justice on their new album, Hyperdrama. As we get back into the music, I invite you to enjoy the groove and stylings of Never Render today on the Mainstream.
Yeah.
The Manitoba-based Cree artist Jason Bernstick, along with his wife Nadia, record as just Bernstick, and of course in 2019 they released their Juno-nominated debut, Kiana. In Cree it means us. It featured thunderous singles like Pay No Mind and the Canadian Folk Music Award-winning Some Kind of Hell. But during our hour, we heard Prayer, bringing that set to an end today on the mainstream. Before that, Rita Ora's Shape of Me from her 2023 You and I. And we also heard a new collaboration between Justice and Tame Impala from the Hyperdrama album that was Neverender, also in that block. I'm Brett Mabee, and right now I'm broadcasting from the Seneca Nation's Allegheny Territory. As I do 7 days a week, 3 hours a day, I seek out the best music as we collectively seek to redefine what the mainstream is and can be, particularly as it pertains to the much-needed representation of Indigenous artists of Turtle Island. Before the hour is up, we'll be hearing one from Mohawk singer-songwriter Shawnee Kish, and later on Janelle Manoa, and a whole lot more. Right now, we're going to say happy birthday to David Gunn of Depeche Mode, born May 9th, 1962. Of course, he's a singer and songwriter, as I was mentioning as well, best known for his work with the English band Depeche Mode. The group have had 50 songs in the UK singles chart and 17 top 10 albums in the UK. It's also worth noting that they've sold over 100 million records worldwide. Right now, we're going to go back to 1986 as we say happy birthday to David Gunn and get Black Celebration into the playlist today. Also, one from Stuart Copeland before too long, and before the hour is up, we'll also be hearing one from Mr. Wives as well. I'll be back as we kick off the second half. Right now, turn it up and sing along with these great classics today on the mainstream.
Celebration. come again. So I made my move across the floor, grabbed her arm and headed for the door. I can't tell what happened then. Before I knew it, I was in your spell. I cried, oh, you took me by surprise, baby. I cried, oh, such an innocent disguise, baby.
Did I tell you I'm no good at being alone? toll on me, trying my best to keep from tearing the skin off my bones. Don't you know?
Teddy Swims with Lose Control from the 2023 I've Tried Everything But Therapy album, Part 1, today on The Mainstream. Stay tuned for the follow-up. I can't wait to see what kind of hijinks Teddy Swims is up to next. I'm Brett Mabee, and as we get into the second half of listening, it's good to have you here. And a friendly reminder before we resume the playlist that you can always submit music for consideration in the Mainstream rotation by emailing me those professionally recorded tracks at Brett, B-R-E-T-T, at mainstreamradio.net. There is also a form available on the full website that you should already have bookmarked for full easy access, but if you haven't yet, head on over to mainstreamradio.net. Right now, we're going to step back into music history yet again and land on the date of May 9th, 2013. It was on that day that David Bowie's latest video, which starred Gary Oldman and Marion Cotillard, was temporarily pulled from YouTube over its graphic content. The next day featured heavy religious imagery, including Cotillard bleeding from stigmata marks. The video sees Bowie performing in a basement bar, surrounded by religious figures, while Oldman, dressed as a priest, punches a beggar before dancing with a prostitute, played by Oscar winner Cotillard. YouTube admitted making the, quote, wrong call in removing the video, and reinstated it with an adult content warning. Interestingly enough, when I was about 19 or 20, I had a dream of seeing David Bowie perform in a basement bar just around the corner from my house. In fact, he even played my favorite song. I don't know what it all means, and it's probably not connected or anything, but still an interesting little story that, oddly enough, connects me to this song. So without further ado, turn it up with The Next Day, the title track of his 2013 album, and the song that we're discussing right now. Also a track from Shawnee Kish and Ferris and Sylvester. I'll be back in a few as we continue to wind down this hour together. I invite you to turn it up and sing along.
Don't contain my eyes, it tells how I'm gonna say goodbye, he says, yeah. Juno cries, she begs of him goodbye, yeah. All the days she thinks of is love, yeah. They're whooping through the streets and alleys there, the corners and the baying crowd right there. They can't get enough of that doomsday song. They can't get enough of it all. Listen. Listen to the horse, he tells her. He fashions paper sculptures of them, then drags them to the river's bank in the cart. Their soggy paper bodies wash ashore in the dark. And the priest stiffened head, now demanding from Miguel of his well dressed as man for the pleasure of that priest. Here I am, not quite dying. My body left to rot in a hollow tree. His branches throwing shadows on the gallows for me. And the next day, and the next, and another day. Ignoring the pain of their particular diseases, they chase them through the alleys, chasing down the steps. They haul him through the mud and they chant for his death, and drag him to the feet of the purple-headed priest. First they give you everything that you want, then they take back everything that you have. They live upon their feet and they die upon their knees. They can work with Satan while they dress like the saints. They know God exists, but the devil told them so. They scream my name aloud, turn and tell the world below. Here I am, not quite dying. My body left to rot in a hollow tree. Its branches throwing shadows on the gallows of me. And the next day, and the next, and another day. Here I am, not quite dying. My body left to rot in a hollow tree. Its branches throwing shadows on the gallows of me. And the next day, and the next, and another day.
Halfway out the door, why you acting surprised? Well, I don't.
And Sylvester's Don't Fall in Love with Me from the Otherness album, a great way to wind down this hour with you today on the Mainstream. Before that, one from Mohawk two-spirit artist Shawnee Kish and their 2021 self-titled album. It was David Bowie's The Next Day as we took another trip back in music history for May 9th, kicking off that block. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of time with me today. I hope you can join me again sooner than later. Be sure to check your local listings for the next time you can tune in on your favorite local airwaves. And again, to listen digitally, stream from mainstreamradio.net, but you can always find more streaming information as well at nv1.org. Thank you to the good folks at the Anosaguandake Cultural Center, that's the Seneca Iroquois National Museum on the Allegheny Territory, and Creatives Rebuild New York, two great organizations doing a lot to support cultural works across Seneca Nation territories and beyond. You can find more information about them both and a whole lot more at nativeartistdirectory.com. We're going to introduce another track into the Mainstream rotation, and this one comes by way of folk duo, the Lostines. After spending years in New Orleans and Portland, the band has finally announced their debut album, Meet the Lostines. It was released on April 26, and it captures a unique blend of influences. Their lush harmonies evoke the girl groups of the 1960s, and without further ado, we're going to wind down this hour with Neon Lights. Once again, join me soon for another hour of great listening here on the Mainstream.
just for one night. I didn't care what they all think. Wonder what it might be like, just for one night. I didn't care what they all think.
I was Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.